Testing, testing.
Dear Chicago. Sounds bad.
Lip shit.
Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're...
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Dolly Parton.
Oh, and this is Kenny Rogers.
Oh,
Islands in the Stream.
Don't know anything.
Oh, you never heard their song?
No, I only love Kenny Rogers because he had Roger in his name. So I was like, oh, he's got my name.
I liked his chicken. Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Mm.
He had restaurants.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was it good?
Mm-hmm. What?
Welcome to Intimate Confessions by Foul Monkeys.
Also known as 540. Episode 540.
Yeah. She's trying to be weird.
She's trying to be weird.
You're trying to be weird.
Okay. So this podcast, we're going to talk about RuPaul and Michelle Visage's podcast.
Yes.
And one other thing that someone suggested. We are going to talk about
the hairiest encounter. That's it.
Okay, the hairiest encounter with Bailey Dawson.
Yes,
or a question or a subject by Bailey Dawson.
Yes, and before
thank you for listening, Bailey Dawson.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to Foul Monkeys. Anyway, we want to send
you can find us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Wait, foulmonkeys.com.
Fucked it up.
Go ahead.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. How long have you been doing this?
8 years.
Right. Right. Just want to send out a couple shout outs to Donna Sugars.
Donna Sugar.
Mook, if you're listening, I like you. You're hot. Lala. And Jaden 55. I'm just going to go ahead and send a shout out to myself.
Oh. So and I thought you were deleting the Roger Ratchet.
I am. Please do not request any friendships anymore because I'm deleting that one. As of today, Ricky's going to transfer over page duties to my regular one, so we won't have Roger Ratchet anymore. So please don't send me requests
there. It's just a messy. It's a messy situation.
It is. It's stupid. I hate having two Facebook accounts.
Why did you do it? What did I say when you originally did it?
Oh, God.
You're going to hate this. You're not going to like it. I'm pretty sure that's what I said, right?
She did not say that. Okay. However.
So what we discovered this week is a...
Is that no one loves us.
That, but we discovered a phantasmorific, wonderful podcast.
A very fan... I mean, it was like orgasmic.
It's orgasmical. Girl, you shoved that all the way in the back of your throat.
Orgasmical?
So, really? RuPaul... And Michelle Visage.
And the lovely sloth. I mean, Michelle Visage. Right.
They have...
I'm sorry. The only reason why weird. I said... The only reason why I said that... We need to make sure that's recording. The only reason why I say sloth is because her nails are so long.
Yes.
But... Go ahead.
They put out their first podcast.
I mean...
And...
Like, my pussy lips are engorged at how excited I am that they put that out. And I'm so excited, but I'm also a little upset because RuPaul was like, we'll give you one of these every other week. I don't know if I can wait that long.
They're famous, so they have like shit to do.
I mean, God, we're famous.
What is
too.
Our reason?
We're famous. We're like internet famous.
It's called RuPaul's What's the Tea with Michelle Visage.
What's the tea, girl?
But it was actually pretty good, this first episode. You can tell they're still kind of new to it, but...
Yes.
I can hear the newness of a podcast on, like, pretty much any new podcast.
Yes, I can too.
But they were really good. It's funny that they've been friends for, like, 25 years.
That's a good, that's a true friendship. When you've been friends for that long and you still work together and you still do things together, that's, and you could, you can tell in the conversation, like the chemistry is really, it's good.
I think Michelle Visage, I can never get her fucking name right. Michelle Visage.
Mm-hmm.
She said in the podcast that you know who your true friends are when you go through fights and battles with each other, and you're mad at each other, but the minute you call them and you need something, they are there to help you.
Yeah.
No matter what you go through.
Yeah. I think that's true for a lot of I mean, I know that's true for my friendships. I mean, Pookie and I will, you know, her and I, we have strong.
Y'all go through it?
Well, no, we haven't. And we don't, because we talk through shit. And I'll tell you, we get on each other's nerves. We are very strong, opinionated people. Mm-hmm. And we'll go through that, like, where I say something and she's like, you know, no, or she'll try to, like, combative.
Do you have to bring out your black girl sometimes?
Sometimes.
Or do you have to put her away?
No, sometimes I have to put her away.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I think it's, you know what it is that the thing is that we're both very mouthy, mm-hmm. and we both like to get the last word. So sometimes it's really annoying because I don't want to go back and forth with her.
But
I want the last word, because that's just the asshole that I am. And I know that that's the asshole that she is. So it'll end up being like, you know, like, because we email each other a lot throughout the day.
You use work email?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And sometimes we'll, like, I know I could tell when she's getting testy, and I know she can tell when I'm getting testy, and we'll just be like, I gotta go. I don't want to talk to you right now.
And goodbye. Then at the end of that email says, last word.
Oh, I should do that. Oh, you heard it here first.
Last word.
Last word. But no, like, you know, like, we've never had, the only one time that we stopped talking to each other was when she was dating someone, and it happened to be that, you know, it just, this person was her that person was a friend of mine as well,
mm-hmm.
and we were individually friends, but then they got together and
it wasn't that good.
No, I ended up losing is essentially what that was. But then, you know, she realized, and we ended up talking, and, you know, after a couple months of not speaking to each other, she was like, you know, it was just stupid, we were being immature and whatever. But, you know, that's the one thing that I love about about Pookie is that she will, like, we'll get mad at each other, but we'll talk about it and we'll make a joke of it, so that way it's just easier for us, because I think that way we were able to, like, get past it and not really focus on it, because right. I think that a lot of times friends can get really focused on the little things, and it's like, so stupid. We're older, we know better.
It's kind of the same thing. I have two girlfriends in Florida who, like, I love them to death.
Mm-hmm.
They will always be there. I will always be there for them. But right. those girls, like, one of them, we had, like, a 5 or 6 year, like, stretch where we didn't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty much the reason I moved to Florida. So it was over boyfriend thing.
Right. You know?
And it was stupid, because it was pretty much me. Like, I'm a dumbass. But, you know,
thank you for admitting that.
Well, you're welcome.
Right.
But, you know, that was 5 or 6 years that we didn't talk, and I tried, but there was no response.
Yeah.
The other one, she got married to a person that I told her, you should not be marrying, because mm-hmm. it's a bad idea. And so she did it. We even worked together, and it was like almost a year we did not speak to each other. And we worked side by side.
Question: Are those relationships repaired? A and B. Is she still married to that douche?
They are repaired, and no, she's divorced.
Mm.
And she always says, "Should have listened to my gay."
Right. You know, I think, you know what, and it's,
but love does crazy stuff to people. I mean, pretty much what one girlfriend was doing for me, I did for the other one I don't want to say names, but this girlfriend. No. Was like, that person is so bad for you. I don't know why you're doing this. I've known you for years. What are you doing?
Right.
I wasn't listening.
And you were doing then that for the other friend.
I was that for her.
Right.
So I kind of got my payback.
But you know what, though? It's the weird thing about it is that I think we tend to, because there is that love for that person or that those people, and you want to see the best in them, and you want them to do the best, and you want to support them and everything, that I think sometimes we tend to not like step back and say, okay, you know what, they're an adult, they need to do that, they need to go through that to know what I was talking about, and maybe in the future they'll understand. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what, when I'm telling you something, it's not because I want to be an asshole. Like Pookie and I have gone through that, where I'm trying to explain something to her, and you know what, I can be very opinionated sometimes, and I'll be like,
no,
I know,
no,
that's what I say. No, but you know,
adjust, like, your weave.
I know, for real. So I know that sometimes my friends just want me to just want me there so that they
can listen.
Yeah, to listen. And I'm like, you know, don't do this, do that, do this, and it does, it causes friction. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I do that because I love them and I want them to, you know, succeed in whatever it is that they're doing. And I don't want them to see, I don't want to see them get hurt. So I think sometimes it comes off as ill intention, but it's not, you know?
Well, the one that I have timing with one is girlfriend, everything. Like almost the entire time I was in Florida, I did not speak with her. So then by the time I was, it was about a year before I moved to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of that time that was broken. But right now we can, it was as if we never were not friends. So mm-hmm. when we first met up, we expressed our feelings to each other and why we felt each other way. And then we just went bam, right into the friendship like we did when we met
mm-hmm.
in Virginia. So we have 4 minutes. Are we going to talk about the hairiest encounter?
It's very short, so I'll touch on it real quick. I was hooking up with this guy who was like this bear guy, and God, he was so fucking hairy. Like,
was it so hairy that you like, kind of jumped back and was like, ah, are you Sasquatch?
Oh, like I like a little like fur on the like the butt back area by like the you know like when it's going up the crack and kind of the lower back, because I have that, but. I don't necessarily mind like a little bit on the shoulder, but anything that's
when it
like
comes out of your shirt collar, it's scary.
I when it looks like you're wrapped in a furry blanket, no.
Was he Arabic? Do you remember?
No, I don't know. I actually don't know what nationality he was.
His nationality was hairy.
Right. he was a white boy, and he was a big white boy, and just dead as a fish though. Like it was
like you didn't want to touch him. You're like,
Yeah, I mean, I tried, and I mean, we got off, but I couldn't get off. He got off. I could not. I was like,
you were just way was too like, much wow. hair.
Like, you're going to leave a patch of shit on my fucking bed.
I was so he like, came to your place?
Yeah, he came over to my place.
You're like, and he's a nice fucking guy. Dustbuster this shit.
And, you know, we cuddled and everything, but this is before I knew he was hairy.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I like hairy guys, but I like that average hairy. Like, I don't like you to be... Like this is
like this.
Oh God, y'all had video
like this.
It's like a fucking afro. Yeah, I mean, I like hairy guys, but that's just too much. And then it's not even.
It's
hairy.
Worse when it's sweat. It's sweaty.
The smell. Oh. Hair. If you ever kiss a guy who has like a lot of facial hair, if you just take a whiff while you're kissing him, you're gonna die. It's disgusting. It's like they wear everything right here. It's like
their mayonnaise,
right?
Their penises.
It's like gross.
Their mouthwash.
Oh,
what and else? Then mix that all up to cum.
Sweat. I think sweat. Sway. So yeah, Pink that's sweat. A, that's. I've had it. I mean,
such
I've had.
A dumbass.
You are. You like Keith
that
sweat?
Cracked me up. Keith sweat.
Break that concentration. That was kind of funny though.
And a half.
Yeah,
I've never had a really hairy encounter because I require pictures of full body before I would ever connect.
Well, you know,
somebody.
That's funny is because he sent me a front shot, and the front shot looked fine.
So he
like it
clearly,
was just like normal, but it was just like his back.
He couldn't see himself in the back. He couldn't do it himself.
Well, clearly because he had a lot of hair back there.
Oh.
But he's a, you know what? He's a nice guy in either way. I mean, I talk to him every now and then, but yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, okay.
He's a little, he's older gentleman.
Oh.
You know, like older gentlemen, they're like their dicks get like larger and their balls get bigger. Like,
ask Big Fatty. Big Fatty is all about that.
Yeah, those are his balls. They just came on knocking, honey.
Hello.
Other than that, I mean, I've had your usual where you're like sucking dick and all of a sudden you have a bush in your mouth. It's like,
oh, I hate
look, there goes that threader.
I hate guys that don't have curly pubes. They have like the straight ones that like stick you in the nose and you like kind of want to sneeze on their dick. I'm sure somebody's
achoo. Achoo.
And they're like, oh, yeah. Oh, you like that?
All right. You're stupid. Who was I today?
Achoo.
Oh, Kenny Rogers. This is Kenny Rogers.
Oh, and this is Dolly Parton.
See y'all later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.